Stampede Blue. What we talking about? Indianapolis, AFC South. Stampede Blue, let's air it out. Fly route, let's air it out. Topics, loaded like offense. Colt-centric, talk about it often. Stampede Blue, let's air it out. Fly route, let's air it out. Do it big, like lines for an offense.
Welcome back to another Stampede Blue Colts cast, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Matt Dainley. Thank you guys for coming back tonight. Got some interesting news today from Chris Ballard. We learned a couple different things that are going to be going on with the Colts. We need to talk about it. We're going to start these position or finish out the position free previews. My bad for the breaking down by the positional roster. We're going to do those tomorrow and Saturdays, or tomorrow and Sunday as well. So you guys are going to have podcasts all the way up through training camp every day, it looks like. So we're going to get all these knocked out before the Colts set off there at Grand Park. So tonight, though, we've got some news to talk about. Some very good news and some pretty somber news as well when we look at the entire thing. Basically, what Chris Bauer was doing was updating some reporters on injury situations. I mean, we can go through a couple of those, you know, right now. Basically, what was being reported, Stephen Holder was on this, also Zach, just about anybody in Indy, you know, the local reporters were on that. And so he talked about how Anthony Costanzo has a knee issue, and that was apparently suffered through training. That's going to be something that the Colts are, I mean, I'm not going to make a big deal about it now, because Costanzo's been insanely healthy throughout his career. The Colts have been very lucky with that from a left tackle. So I'm going to just assume that he's going to come back just fine with it. He's had some, you know, nicks and stuff like that throughout the career, but he's missed very few games. And when he does get injured, he comes back. He's been a tough dude for the Colts. He's undervalued for that reason. But he's got a knee. He's not going to be probably starting right at the beginning of training camp. We got some really bad news about our safety. Excuse me. Malik Hooker and Clayton Gathers. Hooker for sure to start the training camp on the PUP list. Clayton Gathers is likely to. This is going to be an issue. Look, this brings us back, right, to what we were talking about earlier in the offseason about acquiring some of this talent. The Colts were obviously talking about some safeties because they brought them in. I mean, so Vaccaro, and then who's the other one? Anyways, brought a few guys in and ended up bringing in, I think, an undrafted free agent, really, in the end. Trey Boston was the other one. Didn't bring in Trey Boston. So none of these guys have gotten, and we've heard about the weird situation that was when he went in there for the interview, never talked with the team, sat out in like a cafeteria or something like that for 2 hours. So the Colts weren't treating safeties very well. It looks like they may want to go back and say, hey, we're sorry about what happened last time, Trey. Would you come back for, you know, maybe an actual interview this time? Because the Colts are going to be hurting for safeties. And we don't know the extent. Look, they said Gathers was 80 to 85%. We don't even know what the hell that means, right? I mean, who comes up with this arbitrary number, 80, 85%? This is going to be really difficult, in my opinion, for the Colts to be able to gauge what's going on with him. They say he's coming back. He's good. Off-season knee surgery. I mean, that's never good of any kind, you know. So I'm a little worried about Gathers. We talked about when he had his concussion issue. That's a real serious deal, you know, head, shoulders, neck, all that good stuff. Those are real scary situations, can be career threatening, you know, even having some after effects after football. So we didn't want that. Now he's got another injury. This kind of makes me feel like, you know, I'm a big fan of Clayton Gathers. I think a lot of people are, but this is going to end up being his thing, being injured or having some sort of surgery, right? If he doesn't get on the field this year and play, hopefully he does. I just think that our pairing at safety has been too damn good for us to be getting continually overlooked for the defense, because the defense is young, but we've got a lot of good talent on that defense. Hooker was one of them. Gathers was another. A lot of people were trying to compare the safety duo, you know, more or less to how Gathers is somewhat of a Cam Chancellor type guy. He's not quite that kind of a guy, but he has similar possibilities and skill sets. Then you get Malik Hooker, the guy who's supposed to be over the top. He's still coming back from his MCL, ACL. This, I mean, I think we knew that he wasn't going to start training camp, you know, playing, practicing. It just, 2 years in a row, it just sucks. Because Hooker is one of those guys that we really want to see realize his potential. Because, I mean, last year, he had three interceptions in seven games, was at one time leading the league or tied for the league lead in interceptions at one point. So you just want him to come back. He's a big dude. He had a picture today with Frank Gore and Ed Reed. That was kind of cool seeing him in comparison to those guys. He's a pretty big guy. And you just really want to see his talent on the field. And you wanted to see it matched up with Clayton Gethers. So this is kind of the scary situation now that the Colts find themselves in. Probably a good reason that TJ Green is still on the roster, to be quite honest with you. But the Colts have George Odom, Chris Cooper, obviously Hooker, but they also have Ronald Martin. Expect him to get some first-team reps, in my opinion, with this out. Him and Mathias Farley would be my guesses to be the two starting safeties in that situation with Gethers and Hooker out in that time. I just can't see them putting TJ Green back there again. Not for coverage, I mean, and not on the back end of the field. I just don't see how he benefits the team. So, and this is weird because we're going to do this positional preview on the safeties here Sunday. So I'm not going to talk too much about it, but this is a real sticky situation, in my opinion, for the Colts at safety right now. It wasn't supposed to be. We expected Hooker could possibly, you know, not play into maybe the first couple games of the season or something like that, or even maybe more. But at the same time, we've seen him rehabbing. We expect that's going to be, you know, fairly soon. You just hope, because the Colts really need those guys on the top end of the defense in order to have a solid year, in my opinion. I mean, Ronald Martin, I like him a lot more than others, and I don't like him a great deal as far as that goes, but nobody really likes him at all, I guess is the better way to say it. And I'm kind of a fan of his. I think he's got some potential. And obviously we've seen what Mathias Farley can do. He definitely proved that he deserves to be in the conversation to start or to battle for a starting position in the NFL. That plain and simple. He had a hell of a season last year up there in tackles. He's pretty solid tackler, pretty reliable. So this makes me worry, though, a little bit. I mean, because then there's no depth behind them. And if, say, Gethers' thing drags out, maybe Hooker's thing drags out, or otherwise, or something, or just another injury in the safety corps, you know, that's a sticky situation for the Colts to be in. So obviously that's an issue with having both of our safeties out just to start the season. It's just not good to start that way, in my opinion. I think you guys feel the same. Some more news. Marlon Mack, good to go, 100%. So we are going to see Marlon Mack. We are going to see, from all accounts that we know of, we are going to see the beginning of the running back competition right from the jump, the 26th, next Thursday, at Grand Park. So that is exciting to know that he's going to be in there. There's not going to be any of him catching up. He's going to be in there with those guys. It's going to be a battle from day one to kind of see who's going to be the lead back. We can talk about how Frank Reich's system is going to employ the back by committee. That, of course, they're going to. Every team in the NFL, actually, for the record, does that, okay? I mean, they don't have three backs who readily switch in and out, but they've got two backs. Every team's got two backs, more or less. The good rushing teams do, we'll put it that way. They have two backs that they go to for different situations, but ultimately, that's the NFL. I mean, this isn't some breaking news here. So having a third back in the running back corps is just going to add the possibility to be able to have a three back field. So that's good for the Colts. Marlon Mack's going to be healthy. He's back. He's the biggest. He's got the most experience back there. We see a little bit of what this running back group is going to produce, in my opinion. We're going to see Nyheim Hines. We're going to see Jordan Wilkins. I'm excited for that. I think that this running back group, and I think that Josh Ferguson might surprise us a little bit coming in. He'll be in his third year, okay, and didn't do much of anything in his rookie year. Last year, you know, didn't do too bad, didn't play a lot or anything like that, but did fairly well when he was in, and did good enough, we'll put it that way. But this year, we're going to see you know, if he's got anything at all. He might be a little more interesting. Before, I, you know, I have not been a big fan of his. So I guess let's say I'm pulling for him to make this running back battle interesting. Not only that, Christine Michael, he's in there as well. So it's going to be interesting to see kind of some of the guys that, you know, take off in this system and where they're using them. I'm really excited to get down there. I will not be down there on Thursday, the first day of practice, but I will be down to camp on Friday covering it. So that'll be fun. We're going to try to get as much up as possible. Hopefully the weather is good so we can do some video work there and some audio and stuff. We'll try to get some guys on and have some good podcast snippets for you, at least have some good interviews and see what we can come from that. But, of course, ladies and gentlemen, the big news is coming up right after this five-second break for me to take a drink. The big news, ladies and gentlemen, Andrew Luck is ready to go. Chris Boward says that he's good to go. We're excited. We assumed he's good to go. I told you guys a while ago I was done using the qualifier. If Luck's healthy, he's going to be good. That crappy USA Today 2-14 prediction from whoever, I can't remember who he is. That doesn't look so hot right now, I don't think. You know, maybe should have waited a week. Kind of see what the Colts said about Andrew Luck before you put him 2-14, worst team in the league, number one pick in the 2019 NFL draft. Don't get me wrong, I'll take that number one pick, just not because of the record that the Colts are going to have. So I think ultimately the Colts scoot to a 500 team just with Andrew Luck back if he is 85% of the player that he was when he left in 2016. Mind you, he had that 2016 season with the injury, played through it, had one of his best seasons by far, in my opinion, as a pro. And now we're going to see him come back. And if he's 85% of that when he comes back, that's good news, in my opinion, because then you're going to see him grow pretty quickly in the first few games. Hopefully, by the first quarter of the season is up, we're going to see 100% Andrew Luck as far as back on time, back taking the shots downfield, back, you know, hopefully using some of the underneath stuff that Frank Reich's system is going to provide for him to get, you know, some good play, to get some good score, to get some good yardage. They really, truly need to put some points on the board. I was thinking earlier that, you know, scoring the ball is nice, but that defense has got to put some points up as well. The Colts, I think, in my opinion, have to average 25 points a game in order to be a legitimate playoff contender, even within the division. And Andrew Luck makes that happen, like I said, even with 85% of what Andrew Luck was when we last saw him. So, I mean, there's a lot that's going to go into this year. It's exciting to see Andrew Luck back. I'm excited because they did say that he's not going to be throwing, you know, all 7 days. That's a given. No quarterback does that in the NFL, in my opinion. They don't throw every single day. They're not going to throw at camp. They're not going to throw on their day off just the same. They're going to take that day off just like anybody else. Andrew Luck needs it, probably, maybe a touch more than they might, but still, it's the same. It's his program. It's what he's been doing. So far, so good. He's going to be back. He's good to go. Hopefully Friday, able to get some good pictures. Well, probably not too many pictures, but because they shut down the camera portion after a certain time. But if you guys are in stands, you guys have to be taking pictures of Andrew Luck. We got to see some videos. You guys have to be taking the good stuff and put it on Twitter because that stuff's going to be excellent. We want to see Andrew Luck throwing touchdowns to the guys. I don't know if they hush the stands or anything like that with phones. I can't remember if they do. I hope not. So hopefully you guys are active in that. But more or less, that's the news with everything that the Colts have going on right now, injury-wise. It did kind of say something about Darius Leonard, you know, asked how the contracts were apparently per James Holder or Stephen Holder, and said that he didn't really want to answer, or didn't answer, or something of the sort. Said that he, you know, just didn't want, or didn't put on that kind of a face, like he was agitated, you know, not worried or something like that, not stressed, but he looked agitated or something of the sort. So I think that that's probably, I mean, it is. Look, we're at the 20th, right? Today, depending on when you're listening to this, Saturday or Friday night, you know, this is 2 days away, 1 day away from camp. He's supposed to be reporting. What the hell is the holdup, man? We got to get through this. This is ridiculous. There's no reason a second round pick should be holding out this long. They're not even in the conversation for the fifth year option. So I don't really understand what could possibly be there unless he wanted his fourth year totally guaranteed, whether he's released by then or something like that. It's such a big part of his contract as a rookie, because I think that's what, up to about 20 to 24%, somewhere in that, of his total contract throughout the 4 years, that fourth year, $1.48 million or something like that. That's most of his contract. So, I mean, I understand that part of it. But at the same time, there's only one other second-round pick. There's a fifth-round pick who hasn't signed, you know, yet. That's insane. You don't expect necessarily the first-round picks to be, but you expect them to be all chiming in right about now. This is when they should all be getting signed. Wait until the last minute when everybody is, you know, a little unnerved. Get this thing signed and let get everybody to camp. Also, Stephen Holder reported on Chris McCain, said that Ballard says they're going to have him in camp and let the process play out. We're getting two extreme versions of the truth. McCain is charged with battery in California, charges pending. So that's interesting for sure. I mean, they're going to have him in camp and they're going to let everything else play out. Obviously, McCain is saying that he didn't have anything to do with it, or just whatever. I mean, at least that's what you would assume, or he wouldn't be in camp, in my opinion. I don't think Ballard would have him in there if he admitted to doing everything. But that's just my opinion. So I'm not real sure about what his future is with the team. But I think over the next couple weeks, we're going to start seeing little bits of turnover. He may be gone if Ballard starts getting some information that suggests he was actually a little more involved in whatever occurred than he says he was. Maybe some guys on the back end. You'll see. Now, there's some interesting guys in the secondary, and I don't know that they're going to get turned over too much. I think there's some guys that they really like, and some of those guys that are on the back end of those positions that we'll talk about in the next couple days, those guys have definitely they've been interesting to the coaching staff, because the coaching staff has been putting them in at first and second teams through OTAs and minicamp. So, yes, that's expected to a degree. But you're hearing that people, you know, that they're mentioning these players. That's one of the things that George Bremer has always told us. Pay attention to who the coaching staff mention without being prompted. Example, if you're asking one of the coaches about a specific player and he says, you know, John or whoever you're talking about is this, that, and the other, pay attention when you're talking about what are the things you've noticed. And then when the coach starts rattling off names unprompted, that's who you pay attention to, because those are the guys that they're taking in off the field into the interviews. They're remembering what they've seen, not only that day, but the days previous. So that's something for you guys to think about as you go forward and you listen to some of the interviews that are going on. But some good news, guys. Marlon Mack, Andrew Luck, set to go. Sucks about Costanzo. Hate that. But I have, you know, belief that he's going to come back and going to be all set to go for camp. Probably in the first couple weeks, I would assume. I think that's kind of what they – led on, like in the middle August or something. So I guess that doesn't necessarily work out, but pretty close, somewhere around there, you know, 2 or 3 weeks in, you would like to see him in there at least a week before the first preseason game, or soon to around the preseason game, just so you know he's getting some of the reps. Hopefully his situation isn't that bad. Sucks having two safeties that aren't going to be in camp right away. I mean, that's bad news. So at, you know, glass half full Colts cast here, we're going to talk about the guys tomorrow in the safety corps who are going to be the guys that are going to be relied upon to step in these losses, because these are the guys who are going to get all that extra playing time. They're going to get all those extra snaps in camp. It's going to be interesting. This is right now going to probably be a competition for the 2, 3, and 4 safeties, because I don't know whether Gethers will be back. There's just something in the back of my head that's telling me that, you know, Gethers is going to be sketchy throughout this season. But Hooker, you know, hopefully you're wanting him back too. You want to see him back in the next couple of weeks. So there's going to be a lot of competition right now for those, you know, at a minimum, second and third and probably even the fourth safety for that. It's going to be exciting, going to be fun. And we'll talk about those guys tomorrow. But Andrew Luck's coming back, guys. We knew it was coming. It's here. The Colts, in my opinion, are instantly a 500 team with Andrew Luck under center. We like what they have on offense. We like some of the pieces and the youth on the defense. It's going to be a good year, guys. Whether or not the team is super successful, it's going to be a good year. It's going to be fun to watch. There's going to be a lot of things that we're going to see growing within the Colts. We're going to see these guys get better as the season goes on. And that is going to be the growth that's going to spur the next season's draft and so on and so forth. And it's going to, you know, hopefully this team will round into shape here fairly soon. So thank you guys for cutting in with me here on a Friday. Had a good time. Glad that we were able to hear some things from Bauer today, some positive things as well that we really wanted to hear. But there's never any good news without, you know, the opposite, the bad news. So take that with what we can. But like I said, we'll have podcasts every day up until the beginning of training camp. And then training camp will be doing several a week still, but not every single day. But we're going to get these positional previews out for you guys, and we'll have them all done hopefully by Thursday. We may have to double up a group or something like that to get them in, but I don't think you guys will mind. Thank you guys all for joining me here on tonight's Colts Cast. We'll talk to you guys soon. Make sure you guys are getting to Stampede Blue for all your Colts news and analysis. We'll talk to you guys next time right here on the Colts Cast. Stampede Blue.